What was unique about this project in regards to your role in it?
Okay, it's not really that unique because I mean it's a typical like you know music arrangement for musical theater, but I would say that that time when I first did it, it was back in 2007. It was probably one of the first like Chinese language musical theater that was done in Singapore. I mean before that they had Xue Lang Hu, you know, this Hong Kong production which was really big. All over Asia, so in terms of in Singapore, it was pretty unique. Like before that, they did Lao Jiu, but it was in to what I remember that it was not really an authentic musical theater because it had song elements, but in terms of strict musical theater language, which is pretty much like a development of the you know olden days opera, it developed America developed it into kind of like contemporary opera, which is like musical theater. In terms of that language, I felt that Lao Jiu wasn't really strictly musical, you know, it was more like play with a couple of songs and themes. But I would say that for Tianlong, we really wanted to attempt to kind of string together a production that is based on the musical theater language, which is like thematic development. And then the music is pretty much written into the script itself, the plot itself, where, you know, part of the dialogue became the songs, and then there are recurring themes, and there are like, you know, introductions, outros as overtures, and all the stuff that you would associate with musicals. So I would say that's probably unique during that time.